Tonight, I can report to the American people and to the world that the United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of Al-Qaeda, and a terrorist who's responsible for the murder of thousands of innocent men, women, and children.
That was President Obama addressing the nation last night that Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden had been killed by U.S. forces in Pakistan. Obama informed the public that he had authorized a target operation to get Osama bin Laden after many months of tracking his location in Abbottabad, Pakistan. After a firefight, President Obama says they killed Osama bin Laden and took custody of his body. Obama says the death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's efforts to defeat Al-Qaeda terrorist organization. I asked people in Wrangell what the killing of Osama bin Laden means to them.
When I found out that Osama bin Laden finally got what he deserved, that was good, but I'm still a little worried about Muammar Gaddafi in Libya. I think he's the third world antichrist that we got to be watching out for, guys, you know, like Hitler and Napoleon. He's the one. But I'm glad we did get Osama, because that guy needed to go, so it's good we're ridding the world of all the evil. I like it.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, it's a good thing. I mean, look how many people he killed and got away with it for like 10 years. And like the president said, it was just a matter of time. It may not be today, may not be tomorrow, maybe a month, but he was right, dead or alive, and I totally agree. I think we should have a holiday. We ought to make it a national holiday. How's that?
I don't know. Neither here nor there too much, really. I mean, it was not like it was that big a deal, really, you know, because... You know, there's still the rest of the AHUs that were with him, you know. I mean, he was just one of them. There's a lot more where he came from. So, you know, it's just a drop in the bucket compared to the big picture, I think, of all the radical Muslims that want to kill the Americans. There's plenty more where he came from.
I can't say that the world's a better place for it. A lot of people probably didn't even know about it. So, but c'est la vie, I guess.
Do you ever say for now?
Define safer. I mean, really. I don't see any difference in the day-to-day life, especially living in a small island like this.
I heard about it last night. I actually forgot about it until you mentioned it. I don't think it changes much of anything. And I got more important things going on in my mind, like trying to feed my kids and keep my family housed. We're homeless, you know? So no, he's real low on my priority.
President Obama says Osama bin Laden's death does not mark the end of the U.S. effort in the fight against the Al-Qaeda terrorist organization. For KSDK, I'm Charlotte Duran.